CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
I'm actually moving to Japan.
Why not?
I'm setting off. I'm moving there. I found out some information this morning that sold me on the country.
You could hang out with my dad. He's moving to Japan
Is
next
he?
Year.
Yeah, I know why.
Opening a cafe there.
I know why.
Why?
Have you heard recently that Japan has become obsessed with Kit Kats?
No.
In the last, like, 7 years or so.
They've only just discovered the Kit Kat.
Well, not only just discovered, but apparently the crazy obsession with Kit Kat over in Japan is just out of control, so much that Japan is opening its first ever Nestle factory in 26 years to cater for the exotic flavours that they're pumping out of Kit Kats.
What exotic flavours are the Japanese
oh,
into?
Wait.
So because they're into some crazy stuff.
They are, and I mean, it beats anything we've got on the shelves here. Because what's the one you like?
Oh, I love the Kit Kat Chunky. But I love the cappuccino.
Because that's the one we had in here
style.
The other day.
Yeah. I like that kind of flavour.
Well, it's the number one selling chocolate bar, and they sell over 4 million pieces every day.
Wow. Is it?
Every day.
Is Kit Kat Aussie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, it's
Nestle.
It's not. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's 30 different varieties on the market currently in Japan.
What do they got?
And some of the flavours are bizarre. They've got green tea, which pretty
That'd
standard.
Be right, actually.
It'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Strawberry maple.
That'd be all right too.
Rum and raisin.
Don't mind it. Mm-hmm.
Roasted tea. I'm losing you.
No.
I'm losing you.
I still like it though.
Oh, but this is what gets me. They've also got, as well as the chocolate bars, they've also got stuff like Kit Kat branded cheesecakes.
Now we're talking.
That's for everyone.
Come on, Aussie.
Kit Kat
What's going
sandwiches?
On?
Sandwiches.
We need to get up to date with the Japanese Kit Kat style.
You can even make a Kit Kat cake that you can bake yourself. Don't say that twice.
Give it to us three times. Kit Kat cake.
Kit Kat cake. Kit Kat cake.
Well, that was twice.
Well,
yeah, I get it.
I couldn't go anymore. The weirdest flavours that I found.
Please, like, this is what I'm interested in.
This is
in.
The ones
this
that I was
I
like,
want.
I don't know if I'm on board.
Is there roasted frog or something like that? Because they eat live frogs in Japan.
There's wasabi.
Wasabi Kit Kat.
Eh, I'm not going to say no. Pumpkin Kit Kat.
No.
No, not
for me.
You.
No.
Carrot cake. Kit Kat?
I do like me some carrot cake.
That'd be all right. What about purple potato Kit Kat? That's a thing.
What about
this
no
is my
Japan.
Favorite. These are my two favorite ones that I've picked out of all of them. What about miso soup Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll sell you on the last one.
I'm trying to picture it all together.
Not great.
We could maybe get some miso soup and drink it through a Kit Kat just to see what that's like. If you want to test it before
it
gets here.
That's actually a great idea.
The last one.
The last one.
Yes.
The golden Kit Kat.
What is it?
Soy sauce Kit Kat.
Oh, no.
I think I'm just going to stick to here.
Yeah, you're serious.
I'm
sure
not going to move to Japan.
No, just stay safe.
I think
safe.
I called it too early.
With your nice regular Kit Kats.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
We love to get behind the positive community-based stuff, don't we, Bree? And this one's one of the greats.
This is something that's great about living on the coast is there's such a sense of community and people helping each other, but this is a massive one.
Ryan Wilson from Terrigal Electrical Services joins us in the studio right now. Morning, Ryan.
Morning.
How you going, Brian Gorns?
Thanks
Very
for
well.
Coming in, mate.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we wanted to get you in because you've started this initiative called Free Trade Day, where there's going to be one day on the coast. So that's Friday, 29th of August. Is that a Friday?
It is actually a Tuesday.
Sorry, mate, Tuesday.
That's all right. Tuesday, 29th of August. Yeah, it's going ahead. So
Cheap Tuesday.
Cheap Tuesday.
It's so
right.
cheap, it's free.
That is 100% correct, yeah. So, look, the tradies have gotten on board. We're basically going to be working for free for the people that need it the most. So
and
that's,
this
that's
is a bunch of tradies around the coast. Like, you've started it, and then all these people have come on board this. And what's the inspiration behind doing something so massive like this?
Okay, so, look, it did start with a few things that I saw firsthand. I was would have gone back 4 or 5 months ago. I was at a job. There was an elderly man. Was out at Bateau Bay, and he was an old war veteran in his early 90s, so he had many electrical issues going on at his house, and basically we had to fix his hot water, and he didn't have any lights working in his house.
Oh, my God.
the guy was 95% blind, and he was telling me he had actually had trouble finding his coffee cup. So I didn't have the power to fix everything that I wanted to fix. He was a tough old bugger. And
obviously being on the pension, Ryan, people like that can't afford to have all this stuff fixed that goes wrong.
That's right. And, you know, I got the feeling he really just wanted us over for a chat. He was telling us that he was the president of the bowling club next door, and you know, he was a bit lonely these days. So look, he ended up passing away a couple of months later, and it did get me questioning, you know, whether I could have done more with him. That's the main inspiration behind it.
So there's so many people out there on the coast in positions like that, and you'd see a lot of these people as you get around to the places on the coast and you do these jobs. And
people who are just struggling and they can't afford to, you know, fix have these basic necessities in life, like hot water.
That's right. And look, there isn't a criteria for it. We're not looking for the elderly in particular. Where, you know, that is some people we do want to help. We're looking for just generally people that are doing it tough, people that have fallen through the cracks, you know, single mums with lots of kids, people in financial hardship, you know, there isn't a criteria for it. So
if you're listening right now and you're in that position, there's no shame in calling us or getting in contact, or if you know someone who needs some work done at their place, this is the day to be doing it, on the 29th of August. So how do people get in touch with you to get involved in this free trade day? It's an amazing thing you guys are doing.
That's right. Look, we have got so much help from tradies. So look, I'm really going to encourage that we do get nominations that come in. So you can nominate somebody. Simply go to our website, which is terrigalelectrical.com. You'll see on the homepage there is a nomination button. So you will enter the nominee's details, which is yourself and also the nominated. And we're going to go through all of those nominations and sift them. Look, hopefully we'll get them all done. That's the dream. Yeah, look, it's as simple as that. So jump on the website, nominate, and we will get back to everyone.
Because you were saying, Ryan, there's so many businesses that are on board. Let's mention a few of those right now, because these are the businesses that have already come on board. They're going to help you out. There's Miles Plumbing in Terrigal. There's also KD Tiling that have come on board. Yep. Thoroughgood Plumbing, which is actually your plumber.
That's
Gordy.
My plumber. He does
He's
a great
legend,
job.
He's a legend, that guy.
Brent.
Gosford Air Conditioning, they've jumped on board. Yep. Reflex Window Cleaning, Absolute Comfort Air, Hire a Hubby in Killarney Vale. There's so many. That's just a very few of the businesses that have jumped on board.
Offering up their trades for free.
That's right. And look, it's actually even gone bigger than just tradies, which is absolutely awesome. We've had some wholesalers, like my local wholesaler, John R. Turks at Erina. They have offered a hand with that.
And also there's a hairdresser on here, I see. There's landscaping, there's painters, there's gardeners, there's all types of people.
That's right. So, look, it's limitless. I'm actually after a good mechanic to join the ranks. If you're out there, get in touch. Any tradies that do want to get in contact and help with us, feel free to email us, terrigalelect, so terrigalelect at hotmail.com. Shoot us an email and we'll get you on the list.
Because also, the more businesses on board, the more people they can get out to see.
Exactly. On that day. Yeah, and you can hit us up at our Facebook page as well, and we can put you in touch. So
Unreal.
Go to the CFM Facebook page, hit us up with your details, and we can pass it on to Ryan and the crew. Mate, it's an amazing thing you're doing.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of negative stories in the world right now. For you guys to be doing something that you get nothing in return, you're just out to help people on the coast.
It puts faith back in humanity,
it's
doesn't
awesome,
it?
It's awesome, man. So well done. Thank you, guys. And good luck on Sunrise, because you're hitting the TV screen.
Yeah, so, all right, can I just say, everyone that wants to support it, get down to the Skillion about 8 o'clock. We've got Sunrise down there, so, yeah, we're going to make this big. We're going to show the rest of Australia how, you know, supportive the coast is as a community.
We need to get down there, Bree. Let's 100%. Get down to Skillion
Let's
and get our
it.
Heads on
Let's
with Koshy and the crew.
Let's make it big.
On Sunrise.
Let's give Koshy some heat.
Yeah.
Hey, Koshy!
Ryan, thanks for coming in, mate. All the best with the day, and we'll catch up with you again beforehand.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gorby's movie bio guessing game.
I begged. I got on my knees and I begged for someone that thinks they could take you on in this game. And I said, don't call otherwise. Jake in Erina is that man. Morning, Jake.
Morning.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Oh, Jake.
I'm here too, but that's all right.
Hi, Brian.
Jake, are you just playing us or do you know your movies, mate?
No, I'm pretty confident. I think I know my movies. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that can take her down.
But do you know them better than me is the question.
You've got to be quick, Jake. She buzzes in quick, so please, just buzz in if you think
all
you
right,
know.
All right, enough tips.
Here we go. I'll read out a movie plot summary. First one to buzz in with their name and guess the movie wins. If they don't guess the movie, the other person gets a free guess. Otherwise, we keep reading. First movie. There's a man at a standstill. No future. Until one day he enrolls into a personal development program based on one very simple idea. He discovers the amazement of the magical power that he agrees to based on this idea and sees his professional and romantic life turned upside down overnight. An unexpected promotion and a new girlfriend, but he'll soon discover that better can be good's enemy and that all opportunities shouldn't be taken.
Bree, is it Yes Man?
Bree's buzzed in with Yes Man. She had a puzzled look on her face. What makes you think Yes Man?
Didn't give much there.
It's Yes Man! It is Yes Man! First points to Bree. The bit of information I left out there is
that... I was going to say, you left something out.
The very simple idea was that all he had to do was say yes to everything.
Got it straight away.
Yeah, so I left that bit out.
I feel good.
First points to Bree. Ryan, you need this one, mate, or she wins. Here we go.
Pressure's on, Ryan. Just saying.
Paul is a slightly cynical veteran prison guard on death row in the 1930s. His faith and sanity deteriorated by watching men live and die. He's about to have a complete turnaround in attitude when John, an eight foot tall...
Oh, I know this one. I know it.
He has hands the size of waffle irons. He's been accused of the murder of two children.
I know this movie.
Oh, Jake's in.
Is it Green Mile?
Green Mile it is. One apiece.
I knew that one. I forgot the name of it. And all that stuff comes out of his mouth. It's disgusting.
Tom Hanks, good movie. Walking the mile, walking the long green mile. Last movie for the win. Here we go. Buzz in if you think you know what it is. Tula is 30.
Bree, my big fat Greek wedding. Get it!
She's got it, mate. I tried to think of other ways I could get around not saying Tula, but I had to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jake. Bree's done it this week,
sorry,
mate.
Sorry, Jake. Hey, but if today's Secret Katy Perry Day, you still get tickets.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, mate.
So you might not go home a complete loser.
We'll grab your details. Thanks to Top End Limos, it is our Secret Katy Perry Day, and it could be today.
It literally could be today.
We never know. Well done.
Thank you.
He took it up to you.
He did.
He took it up to me. But the master wins again.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.
Marriage equality.
There's been so much talk about it, especially in the last 2 weeks. It's been bounced back and forth. They were talking about a vote within the government. That's been knocked back. They're talking about a plebiscite. That was knocked back. And now they're talking about a postal plebiscite.
Which you need to make sure your details are up to scratch.
Exactly
to
right.
To get your vote in. And you've got 14 days to do that. Give out that website again where people can go.
aec.gov.au/enrol.
Look, I'll put it on the record right now. I'm a straight guy. I'm engaged. And
so you're someone who's about to go through that, you know, massive commitment of marriage?
Exactly.
And you have that right as a straight man.
I'm not affected by this directly, but I have very good friends that are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like to say marriage equality, because that's what this is. It's equality for people. And that's my view on it. I also understand everyone has their own different views on these things. But my view is that we move forward with this thing and we get it done sooner rather than later.
Yep.
While we're still messing around with this in 2017. That's my view on it. So I just want to get that out in the open up front.
Yeah.
So I'm backing those people. There's a lot of info to this. There's a lot of sides to this.
There's a lot going on.
But we did want to get on the show this morning because there's been a lot of talk about a Facebook post that's been going around at the moment and a lot of comments on it. But federal member for Robertson, Lucy Wicks, who we've had on this show before.
Yes, we have.
For multiple different reasons. But this time it's in regards to marriage equality, and she joins us right now. Morning, Lucy.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're very well, thanks, Lucy. If anyone hasn't seen the post that Lucy put up on the Facebook page, she stated on the Facebook page, on the issue of same-sex marriage, my position is clear. Here's my speech on why we need a plebiscite, a detailed, comprehensive chance for all Australians to have their say, which you can click the link and obviously hear Lucy's full transcript.
Well, Lucy, give us your side of it now that we've got you on the air. So what's your...
I want to know, are you for marriage equality, Lucy?
Look, I'm actually firstly for the plebiscite. I think it's a great chance for everybody to have their say. And I've also put my views on the record that I think that I'd like to see that we have a greater conversation around this issue. I personally will be voting no in the plebiscite, but will be respecting the outcome of the plebiscite on the 15th of November.
Lucy, can I ask, your take is obviously no on marriage equality and you want this plebiscite, which, you know, it's going to have every Australian able to have their say. Can I ask, you're married, Lucy?
I am married, yes.
And how many people did you have to ask before you got married?
Well, you see, this is one of these conversations that's incredibly important, Brian Gorney, and it's one of those things that deeply personal to many people. For many people, it's a lived experience. For many people, it's a very important issue. For some people, it could be their views could be informed by their religious beliefs. So there are all sorts of reasons as to why people hold views for and against this. And I think you only have to look at the 500-odd comments on my Facebook page, both for and against, to have a look.
But I'm asking you, Lucy, as a person, in your marriage, you wouldn't have had to have asked anyone. So why should people, a part of the LGBTQI community, have to ask all of Australia if it's okay if they marry someone that they love?
Well, I think the question that's being asked is actually whether the law should be changed to change the definition of marriage from being between a man and a woman so that you can allow same-sex couples to marry. I don't think the issue... That's the question that is being put in the plebiscite.
The issue to me, Lucy, is not about the definition of marriage. Who cares? The issue to me is whether or not everyone in this country has the same rights as the next person. Why should someone not have the same rights as another human being? It's 2017. We're not in the dark ages. Everyone should just have the same rights. Don't you agree?
Well, this is why it's such an important thing for us to put to the Australian people, allow all Australians to have their say. I think it was said before that we should, move forward and get on with it. And I do agree. I think having a postal plebiscite with the outcome known on the 15th of November is a good way forward.
Lucy, is yours a personal stance or a political stance? I mean, I just feel a lot of the conversation around this sort of stuff, which, you've said that it's good for people to have their say, but I just feel like it's a political party not trying to stand on anyone's toes or not trying to make any actual decisions. So what?
Let me answer the question that you put up front. Is this a personal or political, are my views personal or political? My views are actually very personal, both on the substance of the issue on same-sex marriage, and I've put my argument out there. And certainly, I've received a wide range of comments on that. I'm also going to say how proud I am of people on the Central Coast for their ability to have a highly respectful debate, even though many of the comments on my Facebook page, people certainly don't agree with me.
Is yours a religious view, Lucy, can I ask?
Look, mine is partly informed by my upbringing, absolutely. But I think there are some other questions that I would like to see answered. But just to respond in full to your question before, that's actually why personally I'm so supportive of the plebiscite, not just because it's the position of my party. Personally, I actually think it's a really good way to allow all Australians to have their say, to allow everybody in the coast to have this. Because, I'm hearing pretty clearly, you guys are probably not going to agree with my view, and I actually respect that. But I'm going to respect the outcome of the plebiscite. So if the answer to the question that's being put through the plebiscite, the postal plebiscite, is yes, it means the government's going to facilitate legislation, through the parliament, and that's going to lead to change. And I am going to respect the outcome of that plebiscite.
So there has been a lot of talk about the fact that this is non-binding, but so can you honestly say that if the plebiscite comes back in favour of, that the government will move and act on this and that'll be done?
Yes, that is the case. That if the outcome is yes, that vote will need to change. Yes.
Lucy, what's your take on, obviously you're for the plebiscite, but it's something that I believe is so wrong because it gives the platform for both sides to obviously put out there and distribute into our community misleading, deceptive material that could have lasting effects on the gay community. It could have a lot of mental health effects from that, and you're happy to back that, and you're happy to see the probably the mental health effects that will probably follow a campaign of this nature.
One of the things I was, my first post that I put up about this when I first gave my speech to Parliament was last year. And I remember being so incredibly, I felt a deep sense of pride and honour. I know that sounds, you know, like political words, but that's actually how I felt. I was reading all these comments on the first post, and I saw the deeply respectful way and considered way in which people put their views, and many of those views were completely in opposition to some of the views that I'd actually put out. I think that Australians, particularly in this day and age, do have the capacity to have this debate in a mature and a respectful way. And I think it is an opportunity for all Australians to be able to have their say on this issue.
Well, that's the way it is unfolding. Can I just ask you one last question, Lucy? Let's just say hypothetically for a second, you weren't straight. Let's just say, because, I mean, it's easy to say when it doesn't affect you directly.
Mm-hmm. Let's say your children, Lucy, maybe.
Yeah, let's just say you weren't straight. You're a gay woman. Would you be for or against marriage equality?
Well, look, I don't deal in hypotheticals. Let me just give you an example. I am a straight, married female. White, middle-aged female. So, yes, let's just put that out there. That's who I am with kids. But let me just give you the example. I received an interesting... Now, this was in the lead-up to the debate this week about, you know, our party room discussion. I received this impassioned email from a guy who lives in Yamana Beach. And he basically said, my daughter is gay. He said, I want to walk her down the aisle and I want to be there at her wedding. He said, but first I want the chance for all Australians to have their say in a plebiscite. And his very impassioned plea was, hey, I want us all to have our say in this really important issue. So, I think it is important that all Australians do have their say. There'll be a variety of reasons for why people reach the views that they do. Let's have this debate in a really respectful way. I've got to say, I am incredibly grateful for this conversation because the way in which even this is being held, you know, we don't necessarily sit on the same page in relation to the substance of the issue, but we can still have a conversation in a pretty respectful way and then
How is it in any way respectful, though, Lucy, when you're saying to people that they're not normal because they don't deserve the same rights as you? My heart hurts for those young people right now that are currently struggling, most likely within themselves, while the rest of the country argues about whether or not they are normal or allowed the same basic human rights as everyone else, including you, Lucy. That's who my heart goes out to, because those people will be the ones affected by this, because our government can't grow a pair and make a decision.
Well, look, you know, firstly, I'm going to say that's not what I'm saying. Secondly, I'm going to agree with you that, look, my heart goes out for everyone in relation to this. This is a really deeply personal issue. And I think my strongest view is that holding a plebiscite is a good way for Australians to have their say and to make this decision, you know, on November the 15th or by November the 15th.
We could go back and forth until our faces are black and blue, but nothing changes.
And you're totally entitled to your opinion, and I respect that that's your opinion, but I guess we can agree to disagree on this one.
And we'll see what unfolds. Lucy, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Well, look, can I just say thank you to you guys once again. It is an important topic, and, if listeners today have got further comments that they'd like to raise with me or... Mm-hmm. Just drop me something on my Facebook or give me a call.
You can find Lucy on Facebook at Lucy Wicks MP. And can I just say one more time to stress the fact that if you do care about this issue and you want this to put to bed, you need to head to aec.gov.au/enrol and get that done.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
CFM.
We love a study, don't we? Don't we love a
study?
Oh, yeah. Love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God. Have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Gornsey study.
Oh, the studies, they come through thick and fast.
And I believe everything I read if it's in a study.
Hey, if a scientist has done any work on it, I'm in.
Can I just say, most of the time it's not even a scientist. just some random.
It's researchers.
When I was at uni, I used to do studies.
Did you?
For my thesis.
How many people do you have to believe before it? You know, if it's 5,000 people,
you mean,
are you in?
Okay.
You know, if like Ooh. A group of people. Do you believe a group of 100 people?
Seriously, I'll believe anything.
Yeah.
10 people, what? Oh, it must be true.
Got to be true.
Yeah. Majority wins.
Well, this is scientists that have got behind this one. They're fascinated by the fact that people can learn in their sleep. And you've told me about the episode of Friends where Chandler tries to give up smoking. So it's kind of like hypnotist in a way in your sleep, isn't it?
It's kind of like, yeah, hypnotism where... It's like, I guess your brain's in a different kind of area when you're asleep.
Yeah.
So they believe that you can, like, embed stuff in your brain because your brain's, like, switched into REM sleep.
Well, that's what this is all about too. Mm-hmm. And it's saying that you can learn in lighter REM sleep.
Yes.
It suppresses the learning in deeper REM sleep. So they're trying to get a balance between the lighter and the heavier REM sleep. But they're talking, like, languages.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking you can learn how to play music.
God, this would be good.
If you get it right.
I'm lazy, so this is for me.
I know. Imagine just going to sleep, putting it on, wake up a genius.
I'd love to put on a jiu-jitsu tape and I wake up and I'm like, Bruce Lee. Do you reckon that would be a thing?
You just come out karate chopping, just karate chopping people left,
Jackie
right and
Chang
center.
People.
Jackie Changing.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Just go back.
I just Jackie Chang that guy.
Because they've tested people, so that's when you know the study's legit too, Bree. But they've tested the people, and the participants in the study were able to memorise sound patterns when they woke up in the lighter REM sleep. So okay. They listen to some sounds, they wake up, they say, did you remember it? And they go, yep.
Amazing. Boom. What's that going to do in life?
That's how you learn things.
I'm not impressed.
When you do repetitive things, that's how you learn things.
I want to see someone who's learnt 10 languages in their sleep.
Well, this is an early study. This is just at the beginning phases of
Fair
the study.
Fair enough, all right.
We need to get on board these things early. We need to get excited about these things early so that when the Jackie Channing comes...
The big results.
We've been on it from the get-go, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
What would you put in your tape recorder to learn during your sleep? What would be your thing?
Well, I do regret not learning the guitar at school.
That
is one of my biggest regrets. My dad tried to get me into it and I always said, nah, mate, I'm going to play footy. Mm-hmm. And I put the guitar to one side.
Yes.
And I saw so many guys go to parties and shred it up with the ladies and with everyone. They were the life of the party. They were just busting out the guitar.
Yep, that would be a good one.
Is it too late for me to do that?
No, it's not too late if you can learn it in your sleep. You sleep a lot.
I definitely can't do it when I'm awake. and you're right about that. So I could be shredding up. You could be Jackie Chan and people.
Seriously. I'm just going to say that I am.
And I'll be playing this, Despacito.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
There's an ice cream bar at threat of distinction.
How many different ice cream bars are there? I can only think of one.
What's your fave?
The Whis. The mango and creamy one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, what other ones are there?
No, I just meant an ice cream bar in general.
Oh.
Out of any ice cream that you can think of.
There's the Maxi Bon.
There's way more. There's Bubble O Bill. Are they still kicking around?
No, that's a paddle pop.
Oh, I'm not talking about a company. I'm just talking about any old ice cream.
Oh.
Anyway, lost in trends.
You were talking about ones without the stick in it.
Oh, no.
Because there's not many of them.
Oh, you mean, I get your ice cream bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you think of any others?
Well, they've all started doing those Mars and Snickers, and they're all ice creams now. So, you know, there's a whole realm of ice creams to deal with. But
so the ice cream bar's not dead.
You've mentioned one there, the Whis, which I just found out it comes from Toowoomba.
Does it really?
Yeah, Toowoomba in Queensland it stems from. That's where the Whis family's from.
Because I'm from near there.
Yeah.
And that was a staple when I was a kid.
Well, it would be, being from right there. But it's a threat of distinction. And is that the right word? Extinction? Distinction?
Extinction.
What's distinction?
Distinction. Oh, no. Extinction.
Stop the music. Stop the music, guys.
It's distinction is a high market uni.
You know when a word sounds...
Which you and I both would not get.
You know when a word sounds right and if you just own it...
Sounded pretty right to me.
If you just go with it. So, extinction, yeah?
Extinction.
Where did I get the D from on that?
Also, distinction.
Anyway, I think no one cares. No one cares about the Whis.
That's not true.
Hold your thoughts.
I had one a couple of weeks
ago. Hold your thoughts.
Oh, don't get me started.
We're going to get to it after Macklemore. No one cares about the Whis.
You leave the Whis alone.
I'm happy to see the back of the Whis. Bye-bye, Whis. See you later.
You'll see the back of something else in a minute.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The Wheat Ice Cream Bar stems from Toowoomba, Queensland, from 1957.
What a place.
Because you're from country Stanthorpe, so how far is that to Toowoomba?
It's about an hour.
Okay.
An hour and a half.
Pretty close.
So it's very close. I played softball in Toowoomba, grew up playing sport there.
Never met the Weiss family?
No, never met the Weiss family.
Because the second generation Weiss family currently run the company.
Okay.
But they've sold it to a multinational company.
So it's been sold off.
It's been sold off.
Like every good thing.
Yeah, they feel like they've only taken the Weiss bar as far as they can take it, and they're cashing out.
You know they serve it on Qantas flights now?
The Weiss ice cream?
As a dessert.
Really?
It's so good. It's I couldn't believe it.
It's like a fancy
weeks ago.
One.
Yeah. I was like, you get your meal, and then they bring out the Weiss bar as dessert. I was like, this is the best dessert I've had.
I might go as far as saying, never had a Weiss.
You've never had a Weiss.
Never had a Weiss.
Well, how can you comment then on the Weiss bar?
Because I can comment because if I've never had one, then it mustn't be good.
Great argument. That was really stellar stuff. Are you a lawyer? That was really good.
I've eaten some bars in my time and Weiss has not come across my plate.
I bet you haven't.
So, but Weiss is saying it's all going to be good. People are scared because when the big companies take over, things change and they might get rid of the Weiss.
I did notice that the Weiss was rather small.
Is it getting smaller, is it?
Yes. They'd made it smaller, thinner, skinnier.
That's everything these days. Everything's going down that road to make
Doesn't
more
mean
money.
It's, right.
it's
Doesn't
not
mean
right.
It's right.
Make a bigger Weiss.
Yeah, make a double size Weiss.
Everyone loves a big Weiss.
I just love saying the word Weiss.
I mean, if you've got a big Weiss, you're happy, right?
Oh, everyone likes a big Weiss.
It's, you know?
Producer Rage loves a big Weiss.
Strawberry flavoured ones, actually.
Oh, you do?
What different flavours do the Weisses come in for someone that
doesn't
know?
You don't get a different flavour other than mango.
No, I like strawberry best.
No.
How many are there? So there's strawberry?
There's strawberries and cream. There's mango. I'm pretty sure there's more than that because they've got some that are like double.
I think, yeah, there's like two fruits. But the thing I love about Weiss is that you feel like you're being healthy because it's half fruit, half ice cream.
That's not real fruit,
That's
is it?
That's what we always used to say when we were younger, yeah.
To get it over the line to get one.
Yeah. Mum always used to buy those. Oh, Mum and Di would be devastated. That was her favourite.
Look, I don't think anyone cares about the Weiss, honestly. I think the Weiss could just go off into oblivion. No one would care.
Said by a true person from WA.
Oh, that's true. That's
I think
true.
Queenslanders probably are the most passionate about the Weiss.
Yeah?
I think we would be first to have the Weiss.
Queenslanders love the Weiss, do they?
You know how much Queenslanders love the Weiss.
How sad would
Bunch
you be?
Bunch of Weiss loving Queenslanders.
New South Wales would like to hear you say that. I mean, if it was to go,
yeah.
How sad would you honestly be? Would you really notice that it's gone?
I just don't like
change,
and to not have the option. I mean, I don't buy Weisses on the reg.
When was the last time you had a Weiss?
About 3 weeks ago on the Qantas flight.
Oh, that one when they gave you the free one.
Yeah.
That you
and I'd eat anything for free.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're just gearing up because we have $10,000 to give away for a school on the coast with this.
Head to cfm.com.au for Bree and Gaunzi's Battle of the Schools. 101.3 CFM.
It's all thanks to Red Energy who have come on board this, offering up $10,000 for a school.
We kicked it off on Tuesday, and I must say, the kids were way smarter than me. I felt very inadequate.
I was away on Tuesday, but I went back and had a listen, and Gosford took on St. Pat's. St. Pat's ended up taking that one out, so they're through to the next round.
Yes.
You got very excited listening back to it, though.
Far too excited.
Cheering on these schools. So let's meet our schools today for this round. We've got Killarney Vale in the house today.
Yeah, we've got Ryan and Zali from Killarney Vale. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Up nice and close to the mics, guys.
How old are you guys? What grade are you in again?
Six.
Grade six.
Okay. Grade six.
I wasn't doing much in grade six.
Nice casual uniforms. I like the Killarney Vale uniforms.
Looks like my actual...
From school days? Yeah.
About that.
We've also got in the house St. Philip's Christian College.
Cooper and Lockie from St. Philip's. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
There we go. They're on board.
That's both my nephew's names. Lachlan and Cooper. Yeah, look.
That's so weird.
They're both...
That's not them, by the way. That's not them.
We've never met, but thanks for coming in, guys.
God, I must say, Lockie's got a very nice haircut.
Yeah, thanks. Looking sharp, eh?
Very nice haircut. I'm liking that.
And their school, for anyone that hasn't seen it, the St. Philip's Christian College, they're more of a suit and tie kind of school, aren't they? They've got the...
Bit Justin Timberlake suit and tie.
Yeah, that's it. All right, guys, so the rules are best of five, and we're going to go with buzzers this morning. So, Killarney Vale, can we test your buzzers, please?
Killarney.
Ooh, he's quick, Ryan's quick.
We need Zali to test hers. Go on.
Killarney.
There we go. She's in. They're in. All right. What about Cooper and Lockie?
Phillips.
They're good.
They're on board.
That's good to go. All right, let's do this, guys.
All right, guys, best of five. Here comes question number one. Buzz in when you know the answer. What two colours mixed together make orange?
Phillips, red and yellow.
Lockie's in, and he's right.
He's done it.
Nice
well
work.
Done.
He's happy with that. A little bit of a fist pump. He's very well done. He's a character, Lockie, isn't he?
Buzz in quick, guys.
All right,
buzz
here we go. True or false, 50% and half are the same thing.
Phillips.
Oh, Phillips are in quick again. Yes, boys?
True.
It is true. Nice work.
Now, on Tuesday, the school came back from here, guys, so you're not out of the race, Killarney Vale. You've got this.
I'm going to say buzz in and then think about it later what the answer is. That's what I would do. All right, guys, here we go. Question number three. What colour is the city in The Wizard of Oz?
Phillips.
Oh, no! Zali was so close to buzzing in.
She went too far to the mark.
Lockie. Green.
Oh, he's got the whole answer, too.
Hard to beat Lockie.
Nice work, everyone.
Hard to beat Lockie. Look, no one goes
Get that
home.
Kid on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hey, no one goes home empty handed. Where's the guy? Laz,
yeah, we've got some stuff for you guys,
which is great. We got some medallions and stuff.
Oh, there's medallions, there's hats, there's CDs for everyone who's played this
morning.
Pass
that around.
Oh, Zali, I felt like you knew the answers. I felt like you knew.
Zali, you knew that last one, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. She
said the wrong school.
She said the wrong school. She said the wrong school.
To be honest, it is very nerve-wracking in here.
Look, through to the next round, we have St. Philip's Christian College. Killarney Vale, well played. Thanks
nice
for coming
work, guys.
In, guys. Well done. Thanks for being here. Oh, we
Killarney Vale.
That.
You're always trouble in the soccer comp, I tell you that.
I know.
The guys from Killarney Vale, they've got great soccer players there.
Look out for them in the next round,
that's for sure.
Like the kids, even the sponsors give 110%. It is Red Energy, proud supporters of the community, as
Saint
it is.
Phillips.
Yes.
Christian College are through to the next round.
Well done, guys. Thanks
nice
for coming
work.
In.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey. CFM.